Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 1 Chronicles 10 through 16. Sincerity in serving God is important, but it is possible to be sincerely wrong. That is from today's My Daily Walk devotional. Ouch! I once did a study on giving and why we give and how we give, and this sentiment reminds me of that. So often we get into a checkmark system of doing our good deeds or giving our money to causes so we can say we helped whatever cause it is. But how often do we really slow down and really check in with God to see if we're doing what God wants us to do and if we're doing it the way He wants us to do it? Good food for thought, right? I want to share a verse that jumped out to me when I first started getting into the Bible. As you all might know, it was shortly after my dad died of cancer. When I searched about death in the Bible, I saw Old Testament verses like this. So Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He failed to obey the Lord's command. That, of course, was in 1 Chronicles 10:13, in case you don't recognize it. Let me tell you, that is not very comforting when a loved one has just died. Well, at the time, I had no clue that there was an old covenant and that we are under a new covenant as Christ followers, so it doesn't upset me like it once did. So much of the Old Testament is to teach us about God and how we obey Him. But ever since Jesus came to fulfill the law, not abolish it, the system or contractual agreement has changed. So, do people still die because they're unfaithful to the Lord or fail to obey the Lord? I honestly have no idea. Maybe it does still happen. But what I do know is that describes all of us. We all come up short. None of us, not one, is going to be faithful and obedient all the time. So if we died for that, we'd all be dead, which is why we truly need to be thankful for every breath that God gives us every day, every morning. Oh, and that whole God's grace thing, kind of a big deal, right? I've sent this link before that I'm sharing today, but since there's so much talk of the Ark of the Covenant in today's reading, I thought some of you might be wondering where it is today. And like so many things in the Bible, the answer is we don't know. But I find some of these theories incredibly fascinating. So just some food for thought for you to chew on today. Those are what jumped out to me, the takeaways that jumped out to me in today's reading. But I always want to hear from you and what you thought of the reading and what jumped out to you. And of course, I'm including that link on the Ark of the Covenant. With that, tomorrow is 1 Chronicles 17 through 21. Happy reading. So I've been telling you more about our Footsteps of Paul tour to Greece with Travel with Friends. After Athens, Corinth, and Mykonos, our cruise will be docking in Turkey. We'll enjoy a tour of Ephesus, the city of the Bible, and one of the largest restorations still in progress with miles of ancient treasures. Ephesus was once a thriving port town of 250,000 people. Today, you can still see the spectacular excavations of the major streets in this ancient city. In the afternoon that day, we will visit the Isle of Patmos and see the fortified monastery of St. John and the cave claimed to be where John received the revelation. We will be reading through that in December, of course. Back on the ship, you will enjoy the dinner before settling into your cabin for the night. If you want to be a part of this incredible trip, just send me a message and I'll get you added to our VIP list. Hope to see you in Greece in 2025.